Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Joshua's reminder of the Lord's victories and warning against worshiping other gods. Today's Bible verses are from Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 to 3, many years later, after the Lord had given the Israelites rest from all their enemies round about them. When Joshua was old and advanced in years, he summoned all Israel, including their elders, leaders, judges, and officers, and said to them, "I am old and advanced in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done for you against all these nations, for it has been the Lord your God who fought for you."
So picture this. Many years have passed since the Lord gave the Israelites a break from all their enemies. Joshua, their trusty leader, was now old and gray-haired. He decided to gather all of Israel together for a little chat. And I mean everyone, the elders, leaders, judges, and officers. No one was left out. Now, with all eyes on him, Joshua began his address by humbly acknowledging his age. He wanted to make sure they understood that he had seen some stuff. In fact, he reminded them of all the amazing things the Lord had done for them, conquering nation after nation on their behalf. It was the Lord, their God, who fought their battles. But Joshua didn't stop there. He had an important message to deliver. You see, the tribes of Israel were about to inherit some land, and Joshua wanted to make sure they didn't mess things up. He laid out the plan. From the Jordan River all the way to the Great Sea in the west, the Israelites would claim their territory. Those nations that survived and those that were destroyed, all part of the divine plan. However, Joshua issued a warning, a big one. He told them in no uncertain terms to stay away from the ways of these foreign nations. No associating with them, no invoking their gods, no swearing by them, no bowing down to them, none of it. Instead, they were to remain faithful to the Lord, their God, just as they had been all along. Now let's pause for a moment and reflect on Joshua's message. It may have been delivered thousands of years ago, but its relevance still holds true today. Just as the Israelites had to make a choice between false gods and the one true God, we find ourselves in similar circumstances. We too must make a decision. We can't serve both truth and lies at the same time. It doesn't work that way. So, with Joshua's wise words echoing in our ears, let's strive to stay steadfast in our commitment to the Lord. Let's seek his guidance and strength to endure all the challenges that come our way. Because let's face it, life can be tough. But with the Lord on our side, we can face anything that comes our way. And that, my friends, is the timeless lesson we can learn from Joshua's address to the Israelites. It's a reminder to stay faithful, to choose wisely, and to seek the Lord's help in our daily lives. So let's take these words to heart and live them out, knowing that we have a God who fights for us, just like he did for the Israelites all those years ago.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving God, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful for the wisdom found in the words of Joshua. As we navigate life's journey, help us to remain steadfast in our commitment to you. Grant us the strength to resist the allure of falsehood and the courage to choose righteousness. Guide us, O Lord, in every step we take, that we may walk in your ways and experience your unfailing love and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we reflect on Joshua's powerful message to the Israelites, delivered so many years ago, let us heed its timeless wisdom today. Just as they faced the choice between serving the one true God or following after false gods, we too encounter similar decisions in our lives. Joshua's warning to remain faithful and steadfast in our commitment to the Lord resonates with us now more than ever. In a world filled with distractions and temptations, let us stand firm in our faith, seeking guidance and strength from the Almighty. May we remember that we cannot serve two masters, but must wholeheartedly devote ourselves to the Lord, just as the Israelites did. As we journey through life's challenges and triumphs, let us hold fast to the lessons of Joshua's address. Let us choose truth over falsehood, righteousness over sin, and trust in the Lord's unwavering faithfulness. With his help, we can navigate any obstacle and emerge victorious. So let us go forth with courage and determination, knowing that we have a God who fights for us and leads us on the path of righteousness. May his presence be our constant guide and his love our sustaining strength. Goodbye, friends.